Welcome back, folks. This segment is brought to us by the Game Alert made by Hogman Outdoors and Pyramid Air, which is your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Folks, if you've listened to our show very long, you know that occasionally I like to take a segment and just share some information with you, tell you a recipe, an outdoor cooking recipe, camp recipe, or just any number of things, something I might have on my mind that I'd like you to know about. And this is one of those segments. I want us to talk about using a Dutch kettle to make a blackberry cobbler. Now, this is something anybody can do. And I'm going to tell you how to do it with a Dutch kettle. You don't have to have a cast iron Dutch kettle to make a blackberry cobbler. You know that. Just a thick-walled pot with a lid on it in an oven will do it. But there's something about cooking a cobbler outside with using charcoal or pieces of coal out of a campfire for the heat. Something special about that. Bob Hood, who was the late Bob Hood, great friend of mine. Bob was the outdoor editor for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram for 42, 43 years. Bob was an avid maker of Dutch kettle cobbler. I mean, if you knew Bob, he's going to, in the summertime when the berries were ripe, he would have that Dutch kettle with him. Usually a bag of charcoal that he used a lot. Sometimes he'd use the campfire coals. But let's talk about making a cobbler. Now, right now, if you're out picking berries, chances are you're picking dewberries. A lot of people now call them all blackberries, but blackberry and a dewberry are two different plants entirely. A dewberry makes its berries earlier. They're the ones that's, well, gosh, they started getting ripe a couple weeks ago, and they're kind of on their downhill slope as far as their crops are about to play out now. But there'll be some dewberries around for another week or two, probably. But you're going to need, say, 2 quarts of berries. Now, the blackberries are going to ripen soon. In about another 2 to 3 weeks, there'll be blackberries. The way to tell the difference, the dewberry plants are low to the ground. The blackberries are up sometimes head high. The canes grow up that high. And the berries look very much alike, but there is two different varieties, you know. So you got your couple of quarts of berries. What you want to do is you're going to need a couple of sticks of unsalted butter, real butter, some sugar, and 2 pie shells, frozen pie shells. They come 2 to a package at the grocery store, you know, in the freezer section. So get your Dutch kettle. Or just remember, you can substitute your thick wall pot for this if that's what you want to use. Take your Dutch kettle, take a stick of that unsalted butter, and heat your Dutch kettle up a little bit, and just rub that salt or that butter, unsalted butter, around the bottom, you know, the inside, of course, of the bottom, and in the sides of your Dutch kettle. And so that'll keep your, you know, that'll keep it from sticking, your ingredients from sticking. So you've got that done. Now take one of the pie shells that are frozen, you know, and put it in the bottom of your Dutch kettle. This is going to serve as crust, is what it's going to do. Put it in the bottom. Now in a bowl off the side, take your berries. We're going to shoot for 2 quarts, and if you're only making 1 quart of berries, we'll just cut everything in half. But melt, now this is for 2 quarts, melt 1.5 sticks of that unsalted butter and 2 cups of sugar. Stir all that together, mix it together so that the sugar and the butter, you'll probably want to melt your butter first. You don't have to. You can just cube that or just take a knife and cut that butter into little pieces. It'll melt down into your cobbler, you know, as it cooks. So you've got your pie shell on the bottom. You've got your berries in there. And now your berries and your sugar and your butter. So now take that other pie shell and cut it into strips that are about 1 inch wide. I bet you're already tracking with me what you're going to do with these strips. Take these strips and put them on top of your berries. You know, in a crosshatch form, just like a bunch of little X's, if you will. And then take some sugar in your hand and just sprinkle that over these pieces of these strips of dough, the pie shell. So, bingo, you're about there now. You've almost got it, all the ingredients done. at this point, now, if we're using a Dutch kettle, put a lid on it, and even if you're cooking it in the oven, put a lid on it. But I will take, if it's, say, a 12, 14-inch Dutch kettle, which most of them are, take about 10 charcoal briquettes underneath, 9 or 10 underneath that are already white hot, and about 7 on top, and just distribute those all over the top. The recessed lid on that Dutch kettle will hold the coals, you see. And in about 50 minutes of cooking, you'll have some of the best cobbler you've ever eaten. Now, truly, I'm like my old buddy Bob Hood. I always cook them outside, my cobblers. But I would think if you put your oven at about 325 for inside the house, you know, for about 45 minutes, you'd probably have some awesome cobbler, too. It's the same thing. I think a lot of it with me is nostalgia and just the smell. When you take, I always use I use welder's gloves when I'm working with a cast iron pot, you know, but I carry some little small vice grips, and I'll put those gloves on and take that lid off of that cobbler. You can smell those cooked berries and all that for half a mile away. But that is a pretty good Dutch kettle recipe. How many of you like cabbage rolls? I bet a bunch of you do. There are some people, even in my family, that we don't want to eat cabbage. But cabbage rolls, the way most people cook them, is kind of takes a long time to get them cooked. Let me tell you about a Dutch kettle way of cooking cabbage rolls. Remember, you can use that thick wall pot. Now, here's what you need is a head of cabbage. You need a big can of spicy V8 juice. You need some jasmine rice, about, I'd say a cup and a half or 2 cups. Like all the stuff I cook, the ingredients can vary, folks. You know, it's doesn't have to be exact. But here's how simple this is. Take your, of course, you're going to need some hamburger meat. I usually use venison, ground venison. You can use ground pork. You can use Jimmy Dean sausage, whatever you like. And a Jimmy Dean sausage or a good spicy hot sausage is hard to beat with this recipe. You can use hamburger meat if you want to, but maybe the first time you might want to try it with a spicy, ground sausage. Take about a pound and a half, 2 pounds of your sausage, and put it in a bowl, mix about a cup and a half of jasmine rice with it, and just knead it with your fingers and mix it all together, the rice and the spicy sausage. Now, make little meatballs, and it'll make a bunch of them. They're going to be about an inch and a half diameter. You know, that it does, again, it doesn't have to be exact. But make your meatballs and reserve them off to the side. Now, take that big pot you've got, chop your cabbage into not real big pieces, but not little pieces either. Just kind of chop your cabbage up. Put a layer of cabbage in the bottom, a layer of meat of your sausage meatballs there, the sausage with raw rice. This rice, it's not cooked yet. But put a layer of the sausage over your cabbage, another layer of cabbage, another layer of sausage. Just keep layering it on up till you've used all your cabbage and sausage. And at that point, pour in your big can of spicy V8. Now, it doesn't have to be V8. It could be whatever, juice like that you want. Doesn't have to be spicy, but I don't know. I like this dish with a little bite to it, a little kick to it, you know. So then, the rest of it is simple. Bring your, cut your fire up. This can be cooked out on a camp stove, or it can be cooked in the house there. Either way, cut your fire up, your heat up, until you bring it up to a boil. Cut it down real low after that and put a lid on it. Now, moisture, there should be enough moisture in that big can of V8 to cover you here. But remember that cabbage will render out some moisture too. But let it cook with the lid on it for, let it go about 15 minutes. And then, just to make sure nothing is sticking, take a, I'll use a spatula instead of a spoon for this. Take a metal spatula, stick it down in the bottom of that pot and stir everything. By then, the meatballs will be firm and together. That's not the old-fashioned way of making making this dish, but I'll tell you what, if you, it's so much easier. And as you can see, it's got all the ingredients in it. You know, I mean, the flavor is definitely there. If you have a chance, make you some cold water cornbread or regular cornbread with that. You can do either one at camp. If you have a one, I use one of these little omelet makers to cook cornbread on top of a burner when I'm at camp. Or, you know, you can be at fishing camp, hunting camp, or whatever. But that those are really handy if you don't have an oven to cook your cornbread. But those cabbage rolls, I don't guess they're really cabbage rolls, but they've got cabbage and all the ingredients in there. They taste just like a cabbage roll, and they are so much easier to cook. Folks, let me remind you also, the radio website, about a couple of months ago, we changed it. It used to be catfishradio.com, but it's not anymore. For the past couple of months, you can go online to catfishradio.org. catfishradio.org, and there you can listen to the archive of this show. If you missed any of the segments, you can download them right there, and or you can just click on it, pick out a segment that you want to hear again, and you can tune right into it. So I hope you hope this taught you another couple of basic, easy ways to cook outdoors.
Have you ever been down to Houston County Lake near Crockett down in deep east Texas? Some of the best fishing for a lot of different species that I know about. Crockett's Family Resort is right there on the shores. I want you to go online to CrockettResort.com or for day-to-day fishing updates or information on their campgrounds or their cabins, 877-544-8466.
Folks, if you hunt hogs at night, I want to hook you up with Hogman Outdoors. They make some awesome night lights for rifle or bow. They also make the game alert that signals you when the hogs come into a feeder. Just a little red light that comes on, and when the light comes on, you get ready to make the shot. Visit them online, hogmanoutdoors.com. Folks, this fall hunting season, big bore air rifles are going to be legal to use in Texas for big game, deer, javelina, all kind of big game animals. I've been shooting the Texan, which is made by Air Force Air Guns, since the prototype come out. The Texan was the first production big bore air gun on the market that I'm aware of. Go online to airforceairguns.com. Check out the Texan carbine, which is a shorter model of the original Texan. I shoot one in 45 caliber with a big 350 grain bullet, and it is a hammer for hunting hogs, and I'm really looking forward to taking some deer with it this coming hunting season.
Folks, that wraps our show up for today. Remember, you can go online to catfishradio.com, and there you can download the segments all this coming week if you missed something you'd like to hear again, possibly. If you have any hunting or fishing news from your area, I'd sure like to hear about it. You can email me through the website there at catfishradio.com. Until this time next week, have fun in the outdoors.